0-6 for that season. When Victor Oladipo wasn't in the lineup this year because of injuries, we went 5-0. So overall, 5-6 without Victor Oladipo in the lineup, 5-0 this season. So you can definitely go back into the kind of the supporting cast for the Pacers
exactly.
this year.
Because it's Thaddeus, not Victor carrying us to victory how it was last year when he would drop 28, 30 a game and take like 30 shots.
Yeah, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, kind of our role players. Thaddeus Young is having a terrific season. Bojan Bogdanović.
Sabonis, I would say, is having a breakout season this year. Even though we already made the Rising Stars last year, I feel like...
I mean, he's up for the All-Star ballot. I mean, he's up for vote. He's probably not going to get it because of some of, you know, some terrific big men in, you know, in the Eastern Conference, but still.
That one thing with Sabonis, I feel like he's an All-Star center in the East. And with the fan vote that they implement for starters, and I don't really know how they do the reserves, do you?
I mean, they
isn't that like assistant coach pick or whatever?
Yeah, it's the coach's pick after that for the reserves.
I feel like they don't give Sabonis enough credit because week in and week out, he'll drop a double-double with 25 points, 22 points, 19 points, and he just doesn't get the credit he deserves. But time and time again, I go into the SportsCenter Instagram, and they have three like underrated performers that no one really talked about, and it's Sabonis is on that list 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
So, if he's being an underrated performer 9 out of 10 times, he should be a rated performer and get the credit he deserves.
And one thing I want to talk about, and I think Domantas Sabonis doesn't get enough credit, but I think there's a player that the Pacers couldn't be who they are without this player, and Domantas Sabonis is going to be who without this player, Miles Turner.
Exactly.
Miles Turner, Domantas Sabonis is not a defender. He's not the shot blocker. The shot blocker that Miles Turner is. He's not the force in the middle on the defensive side of the ball that Miles Turner is. Miles Turner is the starter of this team. He's starting to develop a three-point shot. You can't leave him open now. He always had a mid-range game, and he's starting to be more aggressive around the rim as well. But honestly, what he's had since he's been in this in the NBA is his aggressiveness and shot blocking ability around the rim on the defensive side of the ball. And I think the Pacers on the same team. We saw that, too. Miles Turner was hurt for, like, four games straight, and we struggled defensively.
Well, defensively, we held teams to maybe just – they just got 100 or below 100 with Miles Turner.
Wait, All My Friends was the one with Post Malone, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So your top three, Callie, so going 3-1?
Monster, All My Friends, and then I don't know.
You don't have a number one.
I'm missing. No, I'm looking at it. No. All right. I didn't really care
for
the album
that
much.
Did I say that A Lot was my favorite?
Yeah.
Incorrect. Flip it. Fall Flip without, it. Okay, so
you
in
went
order
the wrong way.
In order from third, then second, then first. It goes A Lot, then Monster, then Ball Without You.
All right. My three.
I was confused.
My three. Okay, next time we'll go 1-3 just for you, Charles.
Thanks, man.
That's the wrong way, though.
All right.
I'm sorry.
It happens.
Okay,
all right, so my three was Can't Leave Without It. My two was All My Friends. And then my favorite was Monster because I feel like Childish Gambino killed that song.
I'm just not a huge... Actually, I liked old Childish Gambino compared to like this This Is America.
It's just
it's
just a different
like
Childish
it.
Gambino. I like both.
They're completely different.
And that's not always a bad thing to have a fresh rebranding.
I don't disagree with that. I just don't like his rebranding at all.
And before we move on to the next album, out of 10, what would you rate the 21 Savage album?
Neil.
5. Only a 5.
A 5?
It's an average album for me.
Charlie, what about you, my man?
He's thinking.
Out of 10.
7.
7?
Oh, wow. Really?
I agree with Charlie.
6 or 7.
I felt like it was a C album. But I have high expectations for every album I listen to.
See, for me, though, listening, like, 3 and low is like, I want you to turn it off. 4 to 6 is like, it's good. I'm not going to ask you to turn it off, but I'm not going to listen to it all the time. And 7 and up is I'm always going to listen to it.
2018 produced some subpar albums.
Yeah.
2018 was not a good year.
No, it wasn't.
Really? I thought 2018
was
a great year.
No, I thought 2016
Dial
was
Lit
easily
by
better.
Playboi Carti was my favorite album of the year.
Mine
really?
Was
for sure.
Mine was Kids See Ghosts with Kanye and Cudi. Or I really enjoyed Daytona.
I don't know how I feel about Kid Cudi.
I love Kid Cudi.
I like Kid Cudi songs, but like I don't know how I feel about it.
And then my favorite we should have a okay, for 2018, I'm just adding this in here.
Okay.
What was the three albums you enjoyed the most out of 2018?
Oh, that's such an on-the-spot question.
I know it's an on-the-spot question. Here, I'll say mine.
First, second,
so
third,
or
third,
time.
Second, first.
You just do you and just name it.
Fair.
My favorite album, Kid See Ghost. My second favorite, Astroworld. And then for my third favorite album, I would have to go Daytona, Pusha T's album.